Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
We will talk a little bit about Spiegs' favorite commissioner.
The last time I made news with you, it didn't go that well for me, is my recollection.
Was that when you canceled the All-Star game in Atlanta?
Yeah. Rob Manfred has enjoyed his trip to Japan.
Rob, you came here. Well, what's been your favorite non-baseball part of the week?
I'll tell you, I went to a place this morning that people were talking about for pancakes. Sounds like an odd thing to do in Tokyo. The pancakes are about that thick, and they're the most unbelievable things you've ever
really?
Eaten.
Yeah. Pancakes in Tokyo.
I'll show you a little picture afterward. It's pretty good.
Never had a pancake I didn't like.
Yeah, well, these are special. They really are. So but it's been fun.
Kill me right now.
I don't like it here. I've decided not to stay.
It's legit just a cake.
But, you know, pancakes are great, though.
Where is Pancake's house?
What?
We stop at Pancake's house.
What are you, nuts? We have pancakes for breakfast. Gotta go to a place where I can get a shot and a beer and steak, maybe. Not more pancakes. Come on.
And note to Alex Cohen, if the commissioner shows you a picture on his phone, take his phone and run.
Asking for a piece of metal back.
See how many texts from Jerry Reinsdorf he's gotten?
It's probably just all golf instructional videos, really.
Underrated from Alex Cohen in that cut.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, I'll show you a little picture afterward.
The texter says, you did not need to specify favorite non-baseball thing. We all know who he's talking to. Favorite thing in Japan is not baseball.
Come on, Tom, say it with me, you pancake eating...
The pancakes are about that thick.
God.
His pancakes.
Pancakes.
Games. Blouses.
After it was all over, he took us in the house to serve his pancakes.
Pancakes. I'll show you a little picture afterward.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
We thank you so much for hanging out with us. Spiegel and Holmes Show, we are here with you until 6 o'clock. 12 hours ago, people were waking up to see the final game of the Cubs and the Dodgers out in Japan. It did not go well. It didn't go well for the Cubs, and we have been discussing that throughout today's show. People have been very angry at the Cubs, even though it's only the second game of the season. Spiegs has got some strategery to talk with you about inside of this, and... There was a lot of cool moments that happened in Tokyo, too.
Yeah, man. You know, I loved having this as a unique way to start our season. it's a bad taste in your mouth if you're just thinking about it from a fan perspective. Obviously, when you lose two games, you wait for all these months and you get two games and they were the duds that they were, largely offensively. And Justin Steele was bad today and Ben Brown's one bad inning yesterday kind of crushed you. So, and there was some sloppy ball yesterday. They played cleaner today. How about John Birdie today?
3 for 4. You said he wasn't going to be in the lineup.
I thought they were going to take him out of the lineup and maybe give Vidal Brujan a shot. Brujan got into the game as a pinch runner in the ninth inning. But John Birdie's a pro, man. He's a good, solid pro. And he came back with a real good day offensively and made a bunch of good plays defensively as well today. So that's a nice piece for the bottom of the roster. And so, I mean, overall, it was fun, though, wasn't it? Did you do yoga again this morning? Did you have yoga and baseball?
No, today it lined up really well for me because I was able to catch up right before I leave for the gym. My gym opens at 7. So I was able to get to the gym and watch innings 7, 8, and 9 on the elliptical. Perfect.
Oh, there you go.
Perfect.
We woke up early and stayed in the bedroom this time instead of like setting up everything in the living room like I did. But just, you know, sat up, leaning against the wall, watching baseball and just enjoying it. And I chose not to live tweet this morning. Just have some coffee time, relax. Then about 7 o'clock, she said, I think I'm going to go back to sleep. So I watched an hour of baseball with the wife sleeping.
That's beautiful.
It was lovely. It was like, I mean, it's like the options that you have with the early morning baseball are very, very different. I guess you're allowed to sleep during games any time of day. Does this check out?
Well, I think it's a different conversation. Steen has lost her meatball status. This is 2 days in a row now that she did not participate through the whole game. Yeah. A very special showcase of Cubs baseball.
Do you think that maybe she wasn't feeling it because it was international? That it doesn't feel right to her? Because
she does hate Japan, right? You've said that multiple times.
Not historically, no. No, I don't think so. I think she's just, you know, maybe she's not really feeling it yet.
But that's what I mean, that it doesn't feel the same. Like her body clock might even be off on this. We're a week early.
Yeah.
We're a week early on this.
And she's a home opener girl. Like, that's when it really kicks into high gear. That Friday, April 4th is going to be... It's going to be a thing.
I know. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, right? So, I mean, you got... yeah. The old 120 start.
Stretch out a little bit.
Just relax.
Watch another episode of Star Trek before you come in.
She was laughing at me because I got agitated a couple of times during the game, you know, just because like, oh, come on, man. You can't. What are you doing? Come on, you got to do more with
that.
See,
here's the thing. I think that you're flexing a muscle.
Uh-huh.
You're the host of Hit and Run. You're a baseball guy here. Mm-hmm. So you thinking critically about things that are happening inside of a game, you're getting all of that stuff back. Like, you're getting all that muscle memory back because you're the guy that has to sit here and talk about this stuff.
Sure.
I think that you're dragging a lot of people along for the ride that are just mad. That they're mad because the Cubs lost. See, you're not mad that the Cubs lost.
Not even a little.
Because you get it.
Because it's two games.
Exactly.
And you're playing the Dodgers. And you're also playing in this convoluted, weird-ass schedule anomaly in the middle of spring training.
Well, you're going to go back to spring training for a week.
When you zoom out, Lawrence, it's absurd. And you're not going to complain about it if you're the Cubs because it's an incredible trip. It's a wonderful trip. It's a great showcase. It's all of those things. And I'm sure the Dodgers aren't complaining and they won the games. But the truth is that both teams, what a weird ass thing to do to your season.
It's very strange.
Isn't it? It is a weird ass thing.
But it is worth it.
It is totally worth it.
I want to just share this with you.
Please.
Okay?
Please.
Because I asked a friend of ours who was there.
Okay.
And I said, could you come on and talk about this? Because I saw that you were at the game.
Okay.
And this person said, I hope you're doing great, buddy. That game was tough to watch last night. It was the same damn thing we saw all of last year.
Signed, Rodney Pete is dead on.
He is. Signed, Nick Friedel.
Oh, that's phenomenal. I love that Friedel was there. And he's like, and Friedel is like, a really thoughtful, level basketball head.
Baseball meatball.
That, and you need that in your sports life. That's amazing. All right, Tanny with the Rodney Pete reference. I don't know if anybody saw when who went over to try and get it was Muncy.
Muncy, yep.
Max Muncy went over to try to get a pop up, and he jumped up against the netting, and some dude had his glove and reached out and made a sweet one-handed catch of a pop-up that was foul. He didn't take it away from Max Muncy, but he made a sweet catch and immediately put his hand behind his back, and he looked slick doing it, and it looked funny, and it was entertaining as hell. And we found out later that that was former USC and Detroit Lions quarterback Rodney Pete. That's amazing.
Down on Jump Street.
The way that Muncy looked at him, like, damn, you just took that ball away from me. No, brother. That ball went right past your glove and into Rodney's below yours.
It's true. He looked like
he missed
pissed.
The ball.
Yep.
Do you think Max is going to be like, oh, that was Rodney Pete?
Probably not. He's kind of a red ass.
Yeah, he is.
Well, I asked in the group thread. It was Holly Robinson, his wife, there. And I couldn't see on my phone. And then she's there. You could see in the video.
Oh, my God.
She's sitting right next to him.
I love that.
That is phenomenal.
I love that.
Shane, please put Rodney Pete in the Slack. In the producer Slack.
I did this morning.
I love it. I want to talk to Rodney Pete. What's he doing over there? Is he a baseball guy? He just go over for the game?
Wait, no.
He's a sushi chef.
No, I think I remember this. I believe their son works for the Dodgers. I think that's the story that... I think that's it. That their son works for the Dodgers.
He's a clubhouse attendant, and he's got autism.
That's what it.
Yeah,
I remember. I think Rodney told Dan and I that story. We had him on maybe last year, and I think he told that story. Maybe I saw Holly talking about it.
That's fascinating.
Yep,
that's really cool.
I hate to take the mood down, but I do want to let people know because we do. Try and do a service here. I'm watching Channel 9 along with other stuff. There's been a tornado warning issued for Will County. So be super careful. If you're listening to us, go downstairs. If you're in Will County, tornado warning, not watch. So someone's seen a funnel. So just be careful out there and just go to the safest place in your house if you're in Will County.
And you can bring us with you. You can bring us with you. We'll hang out and we'll keep you distracted or entertained and or informed as well along the way. Yeah, that's scary stuff. You were right. You called it, man. You looked outside when it was like 11 p.m. dark at around 3:10 here downtown.
Scary.
It looked freaky. You're like, that's some of that tornado-ish. And it turns out as it's moving around and bouncing around, it is manifesting in Will County. One other really cool sighting in Tokyo, to make sure people saw Kerry Wood and Mark Pryor together. Mark Pryor, the pitching coach for the Dodgers, Kerry Wood, obviously Cubs ambassador and Cubs Hall of Famer, was there, and seeing them together, the pictures have gone a little bit viral, but there's also like a 30-second video that Marquee posted of them just hanging out and talking and then like posing, and it's just, it's really cool. And when you think about how much promise there was for that pairing in 2003. And the whole thing was with Zambrano, who had the longest and best career as a Cub of all of them. Matt Clement also there. I mean, there was a lot of big-time arms and big-time promise. And 2003 obviously was what it was. Then 2004 was one of the ugliest things ever. But Wood and Pryor is like, because there was a moment there, they were on the cover of Sports Illustrated together.
Yes.
I mean, like, there was a moment there where you're like, we might, it's possible that there's a little bit of a Don Drysdale, Sandy Koufax thing happening
here.
There
are two aces on this team.
Yeah. You know? Like, and I've thought about them a lot through the years, because to me it was like, Pryor was the artist and Wood was the flamethrower. And I remember I've thought about them sometimes when I have two guitarists on stage with Tributosaurus, and one of them is just like playing blisteringly fast and is all chops, and the other one has a little more touch and technique. I've made the Wood and Pryor corollary to the two guitar players because I'm a weird guy like that. But like, they left a mark on our psyche as baseball fans, that pairing, in a lot of ways. So it was cool to see them reunited.
I always like seeing Mark Pryor kind of pop back up, and you see him like work his way to the point where he's now the pitching coach for the Dodgers. And I always get excited to see him out there still doing something that he really loves, which is being involved with pitching. And anytime you see either one of those guys, but especially both of those guys, you think about what could have been. You think about how it was set up with him and Wood and Zambrano specifically, like those three guys.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, man, the Cubs are going to be set for a decade.
Right.
Like their rotation is set for a decade with those three guys. And it just... one would get injured, and then the other one would get injured. And sometimes they were injured at the same time. Meanwhile, Zambrano's going out there hitting home runs and all this stuff. What did Zambrano finish with, like 20 home runs in his career?
Something like
Which is ridiculous. It just, you know.
And pretty damn good pitching stats.
Underrated. It was a 3.8 ERA for him career-wise.
It's a pretty damn good career.
Yeah.
It really was. And you thought that
3.6
thing was...
3.6
career. Woo, boy! 3.6
career and... ooh.
Man, a 3.6 career ERA, and he could have been a lot more than that. But you can't predict that it's all going to hold together. Sometimes the solar garlic starts to rot, and you're wondering, was it for this, my life, I saw it? Like, maybe so, maybe not. It's like it all just, it doesn't coalesce and just keep going.
Zambrano sometimes. Was a career 44 WAR.
24 homers.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
And then the last thing I wanted to mention on the Cubs is just how difficult the early schedule is. They easily have the most difficult schedule in April of any team in baseball. And in fact, their April schedule is on paper more difficult than any team's schedule for any month of the season.
Wow.
They get the Dodgers as they just started. And they're at Arizona.
To start things off in the domestic.
Uh-huh. A little break with the Diamondbacks, but then the Padres and Texas at home, then at the Dodgers, at the Padres, Arizona at home, and the Dodgers again. They play the Dodgers all the times they will for the whole season. April 23rd is the last one. After that, they have the Phillies at home. And so you could look at Sunday, April 27th as a demarcation point because they go to Pittsburgh after that. But then there's more. There's three at Milwaukee. Then they have the Giants. Then they're at the Mets. So I look at Sunday, the 11th of May, at the end of that Mets series. That is 42 games in.
Is that Mother's Day? So we're going to make Mother's Day a point in the season for us? Because usually it's Memorial Day, 4th of July. And then Labor Day are the days that you look at on the MLB calendar. Let's put Mother's Day on the Cubs calendar this year.
That's a really good point, because usually it is 60 games, or Memorial Day is what you think about. But I think seeing where they are after 42 games when they're done with the Mets, like if they're anywhere close to .500.
You feel great about it.
You feel great about it. You should, because it gets way easier after that. It's Miami, and then the White Sox, and then Miami again, and then Cincy and Colorado, and Cincy, and then Washington. And it's like their May is way, way, way easier than most other teams' May. So their April's ridiculous. 42 games, the 11th of May. If they're at .500 on the 11th of May, you should feel pretty good as a Cubs fan.
Keep that date in mind. We need to take a break, but when we come back, Flula Borg, the delightful Flula Borg, is going to join us as our correspondent from Germany to Japan.
You're putting it all together.
I know that this is exactly the type of stuff you like to talk about. That's next here on The Score.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I love your accent.
American women all love accents.
We do, because we don't got none.
Flula Borg.
You guys are in this delicious city. You can breathe in the same oxygen that, like, Bill Wellington breathed in and Will Perdue.
Actor.
Your team is like a, how'd you say that? A heated mess. You know, a mess where heat is applied to it. So what once was a little messy is now even messier.
American sports enthusiast.
The boys in the trench, they sit in the trench and they look around and they... The spit, and the hat.
Troll.
You're the yodelers?
Yeah, you don't skippy play.
And you were gonna give our string to Barb?
Ding, ding. Give this person a strudel for the correct answer.
Flula Borg.
Oh, and that was when I took it personal.
It became personal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow, nice. Oh, you had it ready for the beep beep. That was very good, guys. I liked it.
On 670 The Score.
We wanted to get international flavor on the Cubs trip to Japan. So, of course, we reached out to Flula Borg.
It's natural when a baseball begins in the Far East that we reach out to our German friend because he's our international baseball correspondent, Lawrence. So I can only imagine that this game and this series really resonated with you in a personal way, Flula. Hello. It's good to see you.
Oh, hello to you guys. How are you doing? I'm so very excited to be located with you in a radio and video way.
So am I.
It's lovely to see you. Does baseball remain the most confused game that you are knowing, or do you feel like you have a better handle on baseball these days?
No, baseball remains just as confusing as dating, as calories, as all of the other things. Nobody knows how volcanoes work, just like baseball. I'm confused, but I love it.
Seriously, you don't get it anymore. You've been watching it now for several years. We thought maybe you would have picked it up a little bit.
Listen, everyone is watching it. That's what's happening for 98% of the game. We are all just watching, but nothing is occurring. And sometimes I don't know what it is.
No, that's fair. That's fair. There's not a lot of action. You find that frustrating, the lack of the ball being in play as much as it is?
Well, I feel like there is probably some like subtle communicatings, just like when two people at a bar are flirting. Perhaps that's what's happening when that man is on the mountain and that man is covered in pads. They're like doing things. I don't know what it is. I just want my popcorn and my Cracky Jackies.
Well, that's the beautiful thing about German culture is that you guys don't judge when it comes to stuff like that.
No. We tried that. We tried judging and then we realized it's a very bad idea. Just shut up and kick the ball around, you know? That's all we do.
Let me take notes. Judging didn't go well for the German.
Yeah. Noted.
Yeah. That's fair. So when you watch a game in Japan, like, does the Japanese take on baseball make it more confusing or less confusing?
Oh, listen, if you're speaking Russian to me or Swahili, the same thing occurs. I'm just trying to understand the things coming out of your mouth. I'm Chris Tucker in Rush Hour, except with baseball.
Well, I mean, that's good. He was very handsome in that movie, and so is Flula in all the movies and TV shows that he's been. Flula, I've actually been taking German on Duolingo for the last, like, month. I've been working on it. I find it to be a very satisfying language to speak. And I only know a few words, so don't. But I know ich bin Lawrence, right? I am Lawrence. Milch und Wasser, bitte.
Yep.
I. What other words do I need to know that you can say on American radio that won't get us in trouble? But what are some good words that I might not learn from Duolingo that will do me well if I ever go and visit Germany?
So you just said milk and water, please. Is this your restaurant order? You get some dairy milk and some water. That is all you order. What kind of diet is this? I'm concerned for your health.
Un Brot.
Oh, wow. You added a slice of bread. This is the most boring meal. This is not Duolingo. This is Monolingo. We need to increase the lingos immediately. I'm concerned for you. This is dangerous. Okay, yes, I have some words for you. Germany has very many tasty words. Here's one I like, and this is safe for American radios and broadcast. Schattenparker, okay? Schattenparker is a shade parker. It is a person who's afraid to park their car in the sun because when they sit down, when they get inside, the seats are too hot. Get over it.
Schattenparker.
It sounds like you're cursing. You are not, I promise.
I love that.
That's really good. That sounds like an insult, though. Would you be insulted if someone called you a Schattenparker?
Deeply. I don't care how hot my legs burn when I sit down on that pleather seat.
Okay, that's a good one. Give Lawrence another German word.
Schattenparker.
Okay, Schattenparker, very good. Another one I like is Treppenwitz.
Yeah. Treppenwitz?
Treppenwitz is a staircase joke, but here's what it means. It means you are in an argument with someone, and then you're, like, leaving, and as you are going down the staircase after the fight, you think of that perfect response. But it's too late. You're on the staircase.
Oh, Treppenwitz.
Oh, man. Yeah, we all have experience with that. Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Flula, you're the best. Did you watch the Japanese games where they all had individual player songs? Like, every player that came up had an individual song. Would that work in Germany? Is that possible that something like that could work?
It would work, but each music song would need to be 18 seconds in length at most. There would need to be no words, and only 3 minutes instruments are allowed. Sorry.
Understandable. I mean, the Japanese fans seem very respectful. It seems kind of unique for fans across the globe, the way that they look at sports.
Yes, very different from what Germans, you know, we are rude. Like, there are bonfires, there are food items prepared strictly to be thrown onto the field. I know this is similar in Latin America. And of course, in America, you guys are going crazy, Jones, for all of your sports. Everyone's screaming. All the nipples are out. If you're a girl or a man, it doesn't matter. The nipples are out. Everything is painted. It's confusing.
And again, German culture seems to be okay with all of that stuff. There's no judging.
No, not at all.
There's no kink shaming in Germany.
Do you have a fondness for Japan? I mean, you guys were allies there for a while.
Wow.
Okay, listen,
really?
That was a mistake. But hey, I have never been to Japan. I mean, of course I went to watch these games. You sent me their first class tickets.
Yes,
I had all kinds of delicious sushis, and I saw the front row seats of the games. But yes, in real life, I would love to visit this place. Count me in, minus our histories.
Okay. I mean, I didn't mean to bring it up. It's a sore spot. I understand. But
listen, I wasn't there. It's okay.
Yes, you were there. We sent you there.
Yeah. So how was it in Japan? What was your favorite part about being there on the company dime, since we did send you?
I loved it when Tommy Lasorda put in Hideo Nonomo, and then Ryan Sandberg stole a pillow.
I love that part too, Flula.
We need more pillows. Yeah. The Cubs did not steal nearly enough pillows.
Well, they have made the pillows bigger now too.
Oh, this is true.
I know Flula has been all over that last year when they changed the rules and they made the pillows bigger because players were complaining that they weren't getting enough rest.
Yes, listen, you need a California King pillow. That's my rule. If you're going to steal it, make it worth it. You know, don't steal a tiny Twinkie. Steal two double-doubles, extra fries.
What? Flew LeBorg is with us, our international sporting correspondent. What's your favorite international sport, if it's not baseball? What's your favorite of all of them?
Well, of all of the sports, of course, I love basketball the very most. This is my most favorite of all of the sports. Dirk Nowitzki, greatest player of all time. Number two, of course, Michael Jordan. Sorry, but it's true. Number three, Detlef Schrempf of the Supersonics.
And number four, Franz Wagner.
Oh, man. You must love that.
The Wagner twins. They're not twins, but the Wagner bros are tied.
Did you watch Court of Gold? We both loved that documentary. It showed one of the Wagners was weeping. Lawrence, who was sobbing?
It was Franz. He was. Flula, you would love it. It goes back over last year's Summer Olympics in the basketball tournament.
Yeah.
And Germany is prominently featured because they had won the FIBA World Championship, and they thought that they were the big dogs going into that.
Hmm.
Yes, they thought they did not stand a chance, but that's okay. Dennis Schröder was still very good, but then reality enters and you probably cannot medal if all of the NBA players are playing. I cannot believe we won this World Cup. It was very confusing to me. I thought I had glaucoma when I saw, but it was definitely a basketball World Cup that Germany won. Oops, I'm sorry.
I got to tell you, I liked it better when Germany lost, but that's just historically how I feel. Don't take it personally.
Listen, wow. Listen, I'm still happy we lost. Just so you know, I remain very happy. I'm on Team America winning that war, and also the movie Team America. Very funny.
I wish you would have been in Team America. That was a great movie.
Yeah, you would have been good in there. Gonna need a montage.
Yes. Count me, and I'll do all the voices. This is my Ben Affleck. Hi, I have terrible impressions.
So Flula, can I ask you a couple acting questions? I know that we're taking you out of your sports realm here, but I do have some questions for you. Like, you're IMDb now, when it comes to voice acting, is getting long. So what are those days? You're right. That's on me. What are those days like when you're voicing an animated character? Do you enjoy it? Is it a long day? Does it take? What's the process like?
The most fun you can have, because you can wear anything you like, pants, no pants, sweatpants, two pants, it doesn't matter. You can go and have as many snacks as you like, and they don't have to move the lights. They don't have to say, resetting exploding automobile. No, they just say, hey, say that one thing one more time, and then I do it and I pee.
And then you get paid.
Sometimes. Listen, I don't know where these checks go. I've paid zero attention. If you feed me, I will be there. I'm like that Field of Dreams field. If you feed me, I will come.
All right, so look, I got another acting question because I'm a bit of a comic book geek. With James Gunn taking over things DC, could we maybe see you return to the DC universe?
Listen, I'm lighting all of the candles. I'm saying all of the seance words. If I can make this happen, I will do it. But like Pat Sajak, I cannot control the wheel. I can only encourage people to spin it.
Flula, do they even have sushi in Germany, to your experience?
We do, but we are, as you know, not near to the ocean for the most part. So I recommend maybe not eating it in my hometown. But sometimes I'm feeling risky and I do it.
No, that's fair. That's fair. How do you think a baseball series would do in Germany? In all honesty, and are there teams that should go or teams that should not go to Germany?
Oh, number one, the Milwaukee Brewers must go. They have a delicious team name. And yes, you must come. Baseball is growing in Germany like a chia pet.
It is, actually. Like, they have a World Baseball Classic team? I think they did, actually.
We are, yes. Okay, look, it is not like basketball and not like soccer and things like this, but we are loving. Look, the NFL is coming. We are very excited to have some baseball, and then I will learn the rules, I promise, possibly.
Yeah, there's a great Deutschland cap that we should send Flula.
Oh, we definitely should. We'll do that.
Please do it.
In addition to the first-class tickets to go to the next international series. Flula, you're the best. Thank you so much for covering it like the blanket that you do and for loving baseball as much as you do. We appreciate you.
Thank you. I'm like a German Snuggie. Thank you very much, guys.
Danke, mein Bruder.
Oh, you guys.
Oh, Milch und Wasser. Auf Wiedersehen.
He's the best. The brilliantly talented Flula Borg, our international baseball correspondent.
He's awesome. And now I got a couple words that I got to go make sure and check that they weren't curse words.
Schadenpacker.
And Shane, you heard what I heard, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Instead of do, speaks at Jew to Flula.
We'll run that back.
How would a baseball series Jew in Germany?
Yeah.
Is what I
you,
said.
You did say that.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Get Sandy Koufax over there.
A little Freudian slip, maybe?
Could be.
Look at you, man.
What, man? I thought I was extremely respectful. I told him I was happy that they lost, and he agreed. He agreed. That was amazing. He's the best. And
I like that he's just willing to come and just play with two idiots on the radio.
I could not agree more. I could not agree more.
He's such a good improver. He got his start doing it with Conan. And if Conan's going to have you out there as a writer and bring you out to improv like once every couple months, yes, then you got to be pretty good.
I was able to have a very short conversation with him in German.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And he told you that you must have been studying on Monolingo.
He's right. I'm just at the beginning.
And your order, you go to a restaurant, you're like, I'd like some bread, some water, and some milk, please.
Look, my father always told me a man can live off of bread and water. A man can thrive off of bread and milk.
There you go. There you go. It is 670 The Score. It is Spiegel and Holmes. And we need to catch up on a few different things, which we will. And we'll also bring you some other stuff in a minute. But let me remind you, by the way, that Circus Sports Illinois and 670 The Score invite you to kick off the start to March College Hoops with us. That's this Friday at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. Mark Grody will join me, Matt Spiegel, from 2 to 6 p.m. as we do the show live as the tournament action heats up. Enjoy every game, specials on buckets of Miller Lite and Coors Light, and more. It's all sponsored by Circa Sports Illinois, sports betting the way it should be.
And since we did talk a little bit about the NCAA tournament, and we should tell you that our coverage of hoops here on The Score is brought to you by Bet365. We'll take a break. Let's talk a little bit about the Bengals. Ja'Marr Chase has some thoughts about that we will share next on The Score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Hi, Boog.
We're a very important radio show, you know?
Yeah, you are. So very important.
I mean, do people have any idea?
That was my sincerity there. You want me another reading of that?
Yeah.
I'm going to count you down, okay? In three, two, one.
So very important.
Oh, perfect. That feels nice.
Yeah.
Afternoons on The Score.
Five in the secondary. Burrow is in the gun. Five of Dallas. Second down and goal. Down by seven. Late first quarter. He arranges his running back Brown off his left hip. Shotgun snap. Back three. Line drive throw. Far side. Caught by the wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase. Heavily covered. It took a while for him to look at it, but he held on as he hit the turf at the pylon on the goal line. Far side. Touchdown Bengals. 5-yard laser thrown by the quarterback Burrow. And now the Bengals an extra point away from tying the game late in the first quarter.
The Bengals have pretty much locked up everyone that they needed to lock up.
On offense.
No, oh, Trey Hendrickson, there's a lot of, you know, they're happy with that too. So you've got T. Higgins back. You've got Ja'Marr Chase back.
You're
Joe
right.
Burrow got his money.
They are working to extend Trey Hendrickson. And how are they going to do all of this?
They are going to kick that can down the road, my friend.
It's amazing.
That the Browns are doing something, that the Bengals are doing something like this. The Brown family. The Bengals are doing something like this.
Yeah, I mean, really, when you think about how Joe Burrow changed the entire identity of that franchise.
Sure did.
And now has kind of pushed things along where they keep extending this. And he's never bad-mouthed them. He's never
he's done the opposite. He's
lifted
voiced it and said, we need to extend these guys. We got to keep our star players. It's a very powerful thing for him to do. And he cares. Like, he's Southeast Ohio guy. Grew up there, so he has a connection to that franchise that maybe people don't realize.
Yeah.
They Speaks, they got to win now.
Well, I mean, they now, Lawrence, have the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history with Ja'Marr Chase. They have the highest paid wide receiver two in NFL history with T. Higgins. And Joe Burrow is not that far removed from having broken the quarterback bank as well.
They got to win now.
They do. I don't know how many years they can kick this thing down the road, but game on. Here
we
are.
Yeah, I was thinking about it this morning just because I'm like, wouldn't this be great 2 years from now to have this? 2 years from now, be like, look at this. They've got to. They got to give Caleb a big contract. They've got to extend Rome. Like, wouldn't it be great to live in that space where the Bears have to then do some of this stuff because they're in a contention window?
Yeah, and then soon after that, they're going to have to re-up with tight end superstar Tyler Warren that they picked up in the 2025 draft.
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
That's where my mind went this morning when I was reading all this stuff. But why don't we hear from one of the particulars involved in this? This is what Jamar Chase had to say about staying in the Natty.
For me, I like Cincinnati because it gives me the opportunity to come here and focus. You know, I'm not distracted out here. It's not too many things to get me, you know, off pace out here, you know, and it's strictly what I'm focused on. That's really tunnel vision for me to play football. So, I mean, at the end of the day, the food's not the best. We could work on that, but
chilly,
I'm
huh?
from New Orleans. I'm not used to the food yet.
That is amazing.
He's not wrong.
I love this town because it's boring. And the food sucks.
It'll keep me out of trouble. I like someone being that self-aware of, like,
seriously,
I like it here because I can just do my job and go home.
Truth is, he could find trouble there. I'm sure
there's plenty of trouble in Cincinnati if you want to find it.
Sure, and you go across the river to Kentucky.
Yeah, Cincinnati.
Yeah, what's the town right across the river that's like legendary for the strip club atmosphere and the bar atmosphere? You know what I'm talking about.
The place you fly into when you come into Cincinnati.
Just is it Covington?
Covington Airport.
Okay. Yeah, Covington, like. You can find some trouble. So Jamar's doing a nice job not finding trouble. He's showing some self-awareness and not looking for it. Maybe it's a smaller trouble district, you know, than other big metropoli.
That's what we should call it, the trouble district.
Yeah. Metropoli.
Right, here in River City.
It's not a real thing, right?
T that rhymes with P that stands for pool.
You know, I didn't think we'd get to the Music Man, but I'm so glad we did. What's your favorite song from the Music Man? Light him up! 312-644-6767. Gary, Indiana, not Louisiana, Paris, France, New York, or Rome. I was that kid. I was that kid in the Music Man when I was like 12. It's not surprising.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, people who are talking about Skyline Chili, like, honestly, go away. It is terrible.
I don't think I've ever had Skyline Chili.
You don't want it.
It's just too sweet. It's too sweet.
It's too cinnamony. It's too sweet. It's not good.
The cheese doesn't melt all the way because you put it on not melted, so only like the bottom layer of it melts if the chili's hot enough.
And they put it on spaghetti, right? That's the big thing. I mean, that sounds good. I would enjoy chili on spaghetti if it's good. It's like a bolognese, theoretically.
You don't ever say that again.
Theoretically, yes. In theory.
In theory, there's a sauce and meat component. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's Italian. Bolognese is Italian chili without the beans.
That's God. You can't come back tomorrow.
He's had a lot of moments today, boys.
I'm sorry. You have to come back. Lawrence, you get to stay home tomorrow.
Sweet.
Hey, man.
Wasn't our guy, Deck in The Music Man? Isn't that his favorite musical, too?
Who, Cody Probably. Decker?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. It's a great musical.
He's like, serious about that. I think I want to say there was a story of him, of them, like, moving a game in high school, because obviously he was the best player on his team, and they moved a game so that he could finish the play.
That's awesome.
And then come out and play baseball.
My dad adores that musical. He always talks about this one line where the kid says to Harold Hill, like, hey, do you hear the band? And Harold Hill turns around and says, kid, I always hear a band.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right? It's the good stuff. I'm still in my good mood. That good mood I was in the beginning of the show, and you guys, I told you, it was unshakable.
Well, yeah, we tried. Well,
yeah. I mean, you're still in a good mood, but the rest of us had to pay for it.
That's the cost of doing business.
Me forgetting to bump back with Fish yet again, second day in a row, that didn't disturb your mood at all?
Not a bit. Not even a little.
What about if I told you that after the interview, Flula texted me, he's like, what's wrong with him?
That didn't happen. Did it? You're scaring me now. I don't want to upset Flula. Upsetting the listeners is fine, but not Flula. One last effort by Shane to get me out of my good mood, man.
We appreciate that you're in a good mood. It's a good thing. It ended up making for a great show. Thanks to our guests today. Flula Borg was one of them. Derek Stevens joined us. We had a great time with Michael Felder. That was a lot of fun on the show as well. For Tanny, for Shane, for my partner, Matt Spiegel, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support that you show this show. We will try to repay the favor tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Be careful. The weather is nasty everywhere you look. Cook County, Kankakee County, Iroquois County, Lake County. So be careful out there. And we will be back here tomorrow to do our best to entertain you on The Score.
That's it. All right, guys. Didn't mean to bother you.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.